Next, David describes the difference between active and passive suicide, what they arise from, how they can be handled, and how they relate to depression.
Passive suicide is not resisting the negative within you. Active suicide is seeking it. So there's more an emergency response. The active suicide is more like an emergency response of desperation. Passive suicide is more failing to take the necessary measures to survive, that's all. And of course, it's a guiltless way of doing it, whereas active suicide would make you feel guilty. So there's moral objection to active suicide. So passive suicide is a way of getting around the moral dilemma and being able to excuse it, that it's the world that did it, not you. People stop eating and they stop taking whatever medications they need and they don't do what's necessary to survive. If you picture the source of happiness as something out there, well, what happens if you lose that something out there? Title, money, job, relationship. So you have to see that the source of happiness is really within you. So even if there was something outside of you, that was only the trigger, that the source of happiness was still within you. And the accomplishment of something in the external world merely released it. What it released is the capacity to experience happiness that emanates from within. And all the external was a trigger. In other words, money can't make you happy. The idea of money. So if I say to somebody, here's $1 million and I put it in a big envelope. Let's say I take a paper bag and I stuff it with $100 bills. And I say, now here, this money is going to be yours. Instantly the person feels happy. Their life hasn't changed. They're still sitting in the same chair with the same bills. The thought that now you're suddenly going to be rich makes them very happy. So what made you happy was this wild and crazy thought that money's going to make you happy. The belief that money's going to make you happy is what made you happy. It wasn't the money. It was the thought of it. If you put the source of happiness as something outside of you, then you live in the fear of losing that, whatever it is outside of you. If you see that the source of happiness is only within yourself, all the external did was release something that is internal to begin with. Nothing out there can make you happy. Nothing in the world can make you happy. Nothing. Nothing can make you happy in the world. Nothing. Why? Because happiness radiates from within. So all I could do would be to trigger that potentiality within you. If I tell you there's a lot of money in this bag and I'm putting it up in the closet and if you need it, it'll always be here, you feel happy. It doesn't have anything to do with whether there's real money in there or not. The belief that there's money in there is all you need. That was a famous story many years ago. Mama's bank account was very famous, especially during the Depression. The family was very worried during the Depression. Everybody was very poor, so the family was really sort of panicked. And Mama says, well, don't worry about it, because if we really need the money for that, I'll get it from my bank account. Everybody would calm down. And the husband said, if I lose my job, we're not going to be able to pay the rent. She says, never mind, I'll get it from my bank account. So he would lose his fear. So Mama's bank account, she would constantly pull that out, that will solve our problem. And then after she finally died, they found out she never had a bank account. But the belief that they had a bank account, now that's a true story. It was a true story. She never had any bank account and never had any money in it. But she would always pull up. What if I lose my job? She said, well, then we'll take money out of my bank account. He say, okay. He was calm again, and within 2 days, he had another job. Mama's bank account was a very famous story. It's worth looking up if it's of interest in your personal life. Mama's bank account, very famous story. People during the Depression, it was very, very significant because everybody, it was the lack of money. Everybody thought sure was going to be the end of them. It's a true story. Underneath the Depression, there is a fear or a combination of fears. And one way out of the Depression is to look at all the fears that you're handling and forget about the Depression and just handle the fears. And if you handle the fears and look at the fears and resolve them, the Depression will disappear. So clinically, depression is always based on a fear that you're not good enough, that you will not accomplish, a fear of the future, a fear of God's punishment, a fear of self-approval. If you handle the fears, the depression will disappear.